Knife Talk EDC is sponsored by Even Heat Combat Abrasives, Indasa USA, and Texas Farrier Supply. Take a look at the show notes at knifetalk.net to check out our latest deals and discounts.
Hey, man, can I ask you a question?
So Caleb Gant asks, hey, man, can I ask you a question? I know you guys say that hammers from people like Sunset are awesome, but as a young broke maker, is it okay to go for a cheaper option with regard to hammers?
That's KLB.
KLB.
Remember that? Morocco? KLB. Yeah. I still call that kid KLB. That's the best thing. I KLB love calling him KLB. I love KLB.
Yeah, because I'm the dummiest.
No.
I
thought it was KLB back in the day. When I was a kid, I had a friend named Caleb, and I thought he was KLB too. That's all right.
So it's got a warm place in your heart.
All the time.
I think you work with whatever you got. And honestly, at Dragon's Breath Forge, they had tons of great hammers. But one of the hammers I like to forge on best outside of my own hammers was, I think it was probably like a little 2.5, maybe 3 pound Craftsman hammer that used to belong, or that was Matt's, that he had gotten ages ago. But it was just like a standard hammer, like big hammer that he got from Sears or something like that.
Yeah.
And it hit so nice. And it was a cross peen. And it's a really nice hammer. And I've actually run into other people who they have Brent Bailey's, they got all this great collection of hammers and everything, and some of the hammers they fall back on are the ones they're either most nostalgic about. This is the shitty old hammer that I started with. You know, whatever you got to work with, whatever you can work with, just start there. Don't worry about buying a big fancy hammer starting out with any, like I built my, it's the same thing with all the equipment. I would say if you can't buy a big, nice grinder to start out with, you know, just do what you can. Maybe you got to build your own or get a hold of it, you know, a cheap 1x30 or something. And then you can upgrade from there. But I think don't worry about starting off going 100 miles an hour. Just do what you can do.
Yeah. I think you got to sort of realize what, you know, what the tool is there to do. And, you know, a hammer is just, you know, a massive material there to move other masses of material. But I think over time, you're going to start, you know, seeing other people's work and sort of appreciating their work and you know, and wanting to support them and that kind of thing. But, you know, it probably wouldn't help your work in any way. You know, a hammer is going to move material. That's what you want it to do.
I agree with this to say. Every time I go into one of these big hardware stores, I always, if I'm in the hammer section, I look at what they refer to as their blacksmith hammer. The first thing I see is they have cross peen hammers and they have ball peen hammers. The ball peen hammers are always small. The cross peen hammers, the cross peen is always super, super thin. And what happens is that based on your work, you're going to notice that sometimes you want a fatter peen, KLB. You hear me? You can't, a lot of different hammers you're going to use hammers, you're going to realize what you like. If you have a very aggressive cross peen, what it's going to do is going to give you, it's going to move more material, but it's going to make it very choppy when you're using the cross peen. If I like to use Suns, I actually have a Jacob Ferrum cross peen and a Sunset Forge crossbeam. They're very similar in weight and size, except for Jake's has a very much more narrower peen, and then Sunset has a fatter peen. And see, I told you we're going to pop it up, guys. We're going to talk about Sunset's peen. So if you have a more aggressive, a wider crossbeam, you're going to move material differently. So yes, yeah. You use what you got, but as you're using it and you're starting to know what you like and what you don't like, you're going to start to notice that you're going to want a different characteristics of your hammer that you're not going to be able to get at the hardware store. But, and the other last thing is they're not that expensive. You can get a good hammer, a blacksmithing hammer you can get a good one made by someone you'll be able to trust for under $200.
Yeah.
And that's not crazy. And a lot of these guys, you can make suggest, you can say, hey, man, can I have this particular weight? I like this weight and I like this style of peen. And a lot of times they'll work for you, work with you, and that can be good too.
Yeah, that's the advantage of having something custom made.
That's right.
It can be made exactly for you.
Right.
Here we go.
There you go. Fat peen time.